I think it is his last throw of the dice. I think it's the most exciting and important budget that I can remember for a long time. I mean, it's vital for the economy. We're at a potentially huge crossroads. We're facing the worst recession in living memory. But we're also just beginning to see the starts of some green shoots. And if the budget can push that in the right direction, it'd be vitally important. If it does all the wrong things, it could cast us into, you know, the deepest depression for decades. So the economics are vital. The politics couldn't be more important. I mean, we're right ahead of a crunch election. If ever there was a moment for Labour to prove that it's still got some new ideas up its sleeve, this is it. And if they don't, this is the moment they might as well just hand over power to the Tories and be done with it. So you kind of think all the ingredients are there for quite an epoch-making budget.
And what kind of radical steps might we see? Is it completely unexpected, or, you know, are there hints of what we might see today?
It's the Donald Rumsfeld's unknown unknowns that I think are the interesting ones. I mean, my theory is we've seen quite a lot of leaking in the last few days of some quite big initiatives. I mean, we always see a little bit of news dribbling out ahead of budgets, but this year's been more than the usual. And my theory is that that's because actually there are a few sort of rabbits they're going to put out of the hat in the budget, and they don't want some other big initiatives like housing stuff today, or, you know, tax story that we had on Saturday, to get lost in the noise. So I think the fact we've seen so much already leak out is indicative of there being some tricks left. What will they be? I suppose, again, this is just a personal theory, but I think we will see this being quite a redistributive budget, that actually there isn't a lot of room in the public finances for any grand conjuring up of new money. They're up against the limits of what we can be borrowing. But they can rob from one to give to the other. And I think this may well be a big soak the rich sort of budget that'll go down as a moment that separates Labour from the Tories in terms of political blue water.
And in terms of the context of this, I mean, Gordon Brown told the cabinet that Britain was beginning to see the effects of action that the government's taken to combat the recession. Is that your view?
I don't know. I think that's probably a little bit over-egging, but you can see why he wants us to think that. I mean, definitely there was an interesting report out at the weekend about the effects of the VAT stimulus in the pre-budget report, which a lot of people had poo-pooed at the time as being, you know, too small to have much of an effect. And the economists had done some number crunching and decided that actually retail sales could have been a lot worse without it. And I think that the Prime Minister will be and the Chancellor will be keen to jump on that sort of evidence. Not that they've somehow solved the crisis or saved the world, as Brown almost accidentally said a few months back, that they've saved us from something worse, that without their action and without their continued action, things could be a lot worse.
And there was reported yesterday that the UK, for the first time in 50 years, is entering into a deflationary period. What do you make of that?
Well, it's one of those things we've been talking about for so many months that it's easy to miss the significance of it. I think in a way, actually, it helps Brown and Darling as they go into the budget. I mean, it's clearly bad news. I mean, a prolonged period of deflation is something the economists fear almost as much as a prolonged period of inflation. But in a way, it does demonstrate that they're right to continue the monetary policy that the Bank of England has been pursuing, you know, very low interest rates, quantitative easing. These are all still the right tools, because the big threat still is deflation and depression. What would have been really kind of complicated and awkward to go into this budget would be a period in which inflation was beginning to rear its head again, because then you'd be worrying about that and, you know, you'd have quite a mixed message. Whereas I think the message is fairly clear, which is the economy is in dire straits on all fronts, but that it's just beginning to show signs of bottoming out. And that's what they want to kind of seize on and ride that initiative.
Dan, many thanks.